BuffaloStories.com remembers.
The Buffalo Sabres of the National Hockey League on GR55.
This is Stan Roberts of GR55 with some of the top highlights from our Buffalo Sabres. The most recent thrill, March 9th, 1975, the Sabres against the Pittsburgh Penguins at Memorial Auditorium. For weeks, the fans have pulled for Don Luce to get that next shorthanded goal. It would be his eighth, tying an NHL record.
Stopped by Stackhouse, kept in by the Penguins. Sean felt around the boards on the right side for Don Luce. He tipped it over the line, races after it. Don Luce going with Korab, over to Ramsey. Ramsey back to... Luce, he shoots, scores! Don Luce has fired the record. Don Luce gets his eighth shorthanded goal of the year to tie the record in the National Hockey League, and he still has some games to go before this season is over. And the entire team coming off the bench and onto the ice to congratulate Don Luce. Not only is it his eighth shorthanded goal, but also his 30th of the year.
Back now to the last game of the 73-74 season, April 7th, 1974. The big question, would Rick Martin get his 50th goal before the game and the season comes to an end? Very early in the first period.
Now Martin back and over the line, he shoots. It's deflected off Gassov to the left point to Terbenche. Back in behind the net, Stevenson bobbled it. Luce tried to clear it in front of Martin into the corner. Martin now moving into the circle, the shot, he scores! Rick Martin, goal number 50! Martin has scored for the Buffalo Sabres to give them a 1-0 lead, and the entire Buffalo Sabres bench comes off the ice. He let a slapshot go from the left of Wayne Stevenson, went into the top left-hand corner, and Rick Martin becomes the 10th player in NHL history to score 50 goals in one season.
And before the game was over, Martin had a hat trick and 52 goals for the season. Now perhaps the biggest thrill of all. The Sabres had never beaten Montreal at the Montreal Forum. The Sabres in the playoffs for the very first time meet Montreal in round one. They're down 3-1. Sabres fighting for survival. The game goes into overtime. At 9:18 of the first overtime period, the break comes.
Off the board for Martin. Martin knocks it back the other way. A long pass for Robert. He would have been gone. Here's Robert going in on goal. Right in on goal. He should score! And the Sabres have won! The Sabres have won! Rene Robert shooting in with a breakaway! And it's all over! Buffalo has won!
The Sabres were to be eliminated in the very next game in Buffalo, but rather than being disappointed, the greatest fans in the world let the world know how they feel about their team. By the time you hear this record, even greater thrills may have come to us from the Sabres. For all the excitement of the past, the present, and the future, thank you, Sabres.
Buffalo Sabres, the GR55.
You've been listening to Steve Cishan. This has been your announcer, Ed Little.
Digitally remastered by staffannouncer.com and Steve Cishan, the good guy.
Experience Buffalo, BuffaloStories.com.